Hi and welcome. I'm Mandy. Today on Mandy Speaks Up, I want to talk about spirit guides and why it is very important to have a connection with your spirit guides, especially the main spirit guide. And why is this main spirit guide separated from the rest? Is because this main spirit guide is this your spirit guide that's been with you since birth. This spirit guide has been chosen and assigned for you, and they've chosen to be with you. And a lot of times this main spirit guide is the missing link, a missing puzzle in your own mission, journey, and experience here as a human. And so let me introduce myself. I'm Mandy Valadez. I am the host and creator of Mandy Speaks Up. I created Mandy Speaks Up after escaping a traumatizing religious cult by the name of the Potter's House, CFM Church Cult. This cult originated back with the late Wayman Mitchell. Their cult symbol is going to be an earth on fire. That is their symbol. That's how you'll know that this particular church cult is associated with the late Wayman Mitchell, which began in Arizona. And the main so-called mother cult is in Prescott, Arizona, that has been taken over now by his son. So I escaped this place in 2018. If you haven't heard my story, please check out some of my interviews that I have done. I am always really grateful to share my story of how I endured and survived and ended up escaping this religious cult in 2018. So I just want to welcome you here. I wasn't always into what I talk about now. This wasn't always my truth. I lived my life with so many beliefs of Christianity and religion, that I know now were never, ever really a part of me. They were absorbed and groomed, manipulated, social conditioning, and somewhat raised into it. And so it was never really me. So when I escaped this cult, I thought that I would continue in the same doctrine and beliefs. Thankfully, I began holistic healing and was able to discover myself way before I was a part of any of these beliefs that were not even a part of me. They were not even from me. They were not my core truth. And today I live my life walking in my core truth after my own research, after my own discovery of myself. And so I'm really excited to be able to speak today in the place that I'm at, because I never would have imagined that I would be sharing my story after I was told, groomed, and taught that I wasn't supposed to talk or speak up about the things that I endured and experienced inside of this dark, traumatizing place, and almost abusive in every way. And I am so excited to be able to express myself in the most deepest, and that includes vulnerable, because there are going to be things that I mention and say throughout, you know, whether it's in my podcast here on Spotify and Apple, but also on my YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, go find me at Mandy Speaks Up. YouTube. I do interviews with others that have escaped and are wanting and willing to share their stories about escaping the same exact CFM, Potter's House, or the Door church cult. It is an international cult that is still alive and well and is still creating and birthing cults all over the world. I myself was meant to have my own cult, not as a woman, of course, because as a woman, you have no rights in that place, but the only right you have is to continue to birth babies, physical babies, into this place in your marriage. But the mission is because you're meant to be the helper of a cult leader, also known as a pastor, to end up creating more cults internationally and locally and all around. And thankfully, that never happened for many reasons. But during my time there, we were trained, discipled to eventually have our own church cult and groom and convert other vulnerable souls into the cult to basically gain their money so that we could continue to grow. And now they're at 3,000 cults worldwide. And I am a fighter now. I'm a fighter for those that have walked out. I'm a fighter for those that have escaped. I'm a fighter for those that have been kicked out for various reasons and completely shunned. And as to date, they do state that they are not a cult. But of course, those that are in a cult are not going to say they're in a cult. I didn't realize I was in a cult until I walked away and had nightmares. That's when I realized all along that this had been a cult. I spoke with somebody who escaped, you know, many, many years ago, but is now wanting to share their story, and their interview is coming up hopefully sometime in January. But she researched on her own and figured out only, I think, recent months that this place was actually a cult, and she was birthed into it. So I can't wait to share, to bring her on here and share her story. Hopefully that's going to be in January. So please subscribe. And find me on YouTube at Mandy Speaks Up. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as well at Divine Mandy Oracle, talking more about my spiritual aspects on that. But I'm welcoming you here as we talk about spirit guides. And so if you're into angels, or if you're into perhaps even ancestors that have passed away that you know of and you would like to connect with them, stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking about how important it is to have this connection with spirit guides. And this can be ancestors that perhaps are in your lineage that have left you clues and left you stories inside of your body. And this may sound a little bit crazy for those that perhaps have never heard it. But I just want you to, if you are choosing to stay here and choosing to listen, hopefully you would just take a few deep breaths and allow your body to receive with an open mind. And I also, if you are just leaving religion in general, or perhaps you've just walked away from the same cult I was in, or any kind of religious doctrine that kept you traumatized in pain, or believing the fears of hell and all of that fear rhetoric, I do have a series on YouTube called The Unthinkable Series. It's about 3 or 4 videos where I help you begin to have confidence that you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay after believing these beliefs that, again, could possibly not be yours. How do you go from believing that you're gonna be cursed and go to hell, and then believe that you're not, and you're going to be okay, and life is meant to be peaceful and happy, and it's not meant to be a competition of how good you can be, and all of the rules, and all of the do's, and all of the don'ts, and having to spread that to your children, and trying to force that on people around you, because this is the way you get, you know, likes and from this God that is meant to bring you to heaven when you die. And you get tired of having to wake up every day, having to feel like there's something you have to do in order to be a good person, in order to be recognized and loved by this so-called God. And so if you're walking away from any of this fear tactics, I recommend the Unthinkable series on my YouTube. Go find that. And I may put that in the links below as well. So check that out. And so let's go into the spirit guides. So what are spirit guides and why are they so important? So from my own perspective and experience and truth, your spirit guides is your own spiritual team that's around you in spirit. They can consist of an animal spirit guide. They can also consist of ancestral spirit guides. So these are spirit guides that were actually in your ancestral lineage. And they can also consist of past lives connections. So people that, or dimensions that you were connected with, and they've chosen to now follow you into this dimension to bring that wisdom and guidance to you now. So they can consist of them as well. They can also consist of angels, which I don't call spirit guides, but you can have an angel or angels and call them in different times as well. Especially if you've come from an angel dimension and you yourself believe that and you've come from an angel dimension, you probably for sure have angels around you consistently. But for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to talk more about the spirit guides and why it's so important to connect with them. Because when you realize that you have a spirit team and you have these spirits around you that want to connect with you, your life becomes bigger and it becomes so much more peaceful and more supportive, because now you know that you have those on your side helping you, guiding you, and they know about your mission. They know about your journey. And especially if you've gone through the spiritual awakening and you believe and know that you've chosen to be here and you've signed this contract to be here on earth and you have your purposes and missions, then you have this spirit team that are working there for you because they already know your mission. They know everything about you. They know why you're here. They know how it's going to end. They know everything, and they're here to guide and help you and to support you and to show you that you're not alone in this human realm and human experience. And so if you can connect with the very same spirit team that is meant to help you and guide you and be here with you and have been with you since day one, how much more powerful, how much more alignment, how much more wisdom and guidance and knowing that you will have, that everything's going to turn out okay. Everything's going to turn out the way that it was meant to be according to your decision and contract that you signed before you came on earth. And for those that have never heard of this, research about the contract that you've signed before you came on earth and you signing that and you agreeing in there with the Council of Light that this is what you want to do and this is what you're going to do. And then you get here and realize, damn, it's really hard. This is really tough. I didn't think it was going to be this tough. And so this is when your spirit team comes in really, really handy, because now you have this connection with the very spirits that know you. They're like, hey, we were there when you signed this contract. We were there when you agreed. Like, we know your power and your vision, and we know that you knew you could do this. So in those moments when you feel like, I'm done, I want to give up as a human, you don't want to do this anymore, having connection with these spirit guides that were there, that witnessed and knew they were going to come and guide you in this human realm because it was going to get hard, you're able to lean on them and you're able to let them know, okay, take over for a little bit because I am tired. I am tired. I am done. And you don't know how many times I've been there in my own human experience where I'm like, I am done. I don't want to do this anymore. This is so hard being a human. And being connected with my spirit guides have really helped me. Let me talk about my main spirit guide. If you don't know about him already, he is a Native American chief. And I actually have him tattooed on me. If you see any of my pictures, you'll see him on my arm there. That is a representation of my main spirit guide. And this main spirit guide was with me since birth. And I've had visions of that, and I've seen during my first womb healing ceremony that I went to, he showed up and I seen him during the ceremony. We were guided to remember our birth into this human world and who was there. And there was my beau. His name is beau. And there he was waiting for me to be birthed. And as I was birthed, he was there. And so this is very important because things just started making sense of why he was such a big part of my life growing up as a child, the times where I felt alone, the times where I was neglected, the times that I went through some pretty dark, scary stuff, and he was always there. And the next thing that happens is we go, okay, well, if this could happen, you wonder where were they? Where were they? If I have this guide and this spirit guide, or where were they? Why did I go through these things? Why? And again, they're there to guide and comfort and support us. But it was a contract that we signed before. And it's not that we wanted to go through these things. We see the end result. And again, for some, they signed up for things and they reincarnated and there's karma. And so everybody has their own mission and journey. But from my own experience and perspective at this point, and if it resonates with you, you'll know. If not, that's okay. That's the beauty of everybody having their own truth. In religion, we're all meant to have the same beliefs. But in this spiritual awakening and in this journey, to know that you can have different truths. And you can't force people to want what... to want the truth you have. Like, that's not the way it works. If you're having to like force your thoughts and your truth on somebody, like, it's probably not a truth. It's a belief, because a truth doesn't need to be defended, but a belief will feel like you need to defend it. But a truth, it doesn't need to be defended, because it's your truth. And that's how you'll know the difference. If somebody's being very argumentative and trying to force or manipulate or groom or trying to get you to be like, this is what you need to believe. Well, that's not a truth, because the truth doesn't need to be defended. So Bo, my Native American chief spirit guide, has been with me since birth, and it makes a lot of sense, because I remember thinking of times where I was protected, and I know that he intervened and he helped me. And in the times that I went through things, it wasn't that he didn't intervene, he was there. But you find peace in your own journey, and everything that I've gone through now at this point, I know that it made me who I am. It doesn't make me happy that I went through it. It doesn't make me even grateful. Like, I'm not grateful I went through that. I just know that today I'm going to use everything I went through for an explosion of light. The things that you go through, it can become an explosion of darkness or an explosion of light. And I have chosen to use everything I've gone through to make an explosion of light, because I've already went through it. I've already endured, experienced it. The only thing I can do today is create an explosion of light, an alchemy, to alchemize all of that and make it into beauty for those that resonate, that have gone through similar experiences, that are just needing encouragement. And this connecting with my spirit guides is like a therapy in itself. And people can call it delusional. People can call it weird. Some people may even call it talking to the dead, witchy stuff, spiritual, crazy stuff. But it has been a therapy for me, because knowing that I have this communication, and it's an ongoing, consistent communication, because that's what happens when you really connect with that main spirit guide. Like, they already know everything about you. They've been there. They've known you since before you were here. So it's really amazing that you're able to communicate with somebody that knows all about you. They know who you are. They know what your truth is. So when you're living and limiting beliefs or you're living in an environment or a capacity that is not of you, your spirit guide, your especially the main spirit guide knows that isn't like, that's not you. This isn't your truth. This is not your environment. This is not your capacity. And being able to communicate with them, being able to have this relationship with them really helps you to discover more of yourself and discover what is you, what is for you and what's not. And, you know, taking your mistakes and taking the hardships and taking the lessons and taking all of that and building from it and creating from it, that is when it gets good. That is when it gets good, because I know now that I'm not a victim of the things that I went through. I was just, that's just where I was at the time. And then the things that I experienced when I had no control over, such as child, being a child and going through things or experiencing things that were not okay. You know, we have no control of that. But when you begin your healing process and you perhaps begin to remember that, or things begin being revealed to you that you have gone through and experienced, that you really need support. You really need support. And having that physical support in whatever way it looks like for you is a must. But having that connection with your spiritual team and your spirit guides actually makes it a lot more comforting, a lot more real. It shows you that you're not just a human, that you're not just here to experience life as an everyday routine and everyday, you know, living in this matrix, but you are something more than that, something deeper, something more amazing. You are an explosion of light. You are, that's who you are. And so creating more explosions of light out of the things that you had to live through, or that we went through here in this human capacity, because you are not fully human, you can make something out of it that's like out of this world. And even sharing my story when I thought that I was never going to be sharing my story. I never thought that I would actually be sharing some of the things that I've shared publicly. And because I know that I'm not fully human, you know, having connection with my spiritual team gives me so much fire, to so much support, to know that I have this communication, this ongoing communication with them. And then my other spirit guide is a grandmother medicine woman that I had a past life with. And in this past life, she was a grandmother. She was a medicine woman. And we were slaughtered in a... And I remember her telling me, one day you will do what I do. And unfortunately, it wasn't in that lifetime, but it is in this lifetime. I do healings as a shamanic healer. I guide others to who they were before the pain, who you were and who you've always been. And one of the ways is by connecting you to your spirit guides, especially your main spirit guide or your spirit guides that want to show up at that moment and at that time. And one of the main ways that I do this, that is one of my most favorite ways, is womb healing, shamanic womb healing. And as I guide, you know, you into this womb healing, into the ceremony part of it, your ancestors, your spirit guides will show up and you'll be able to have this connection with them. And it's amazing to hear, you know, during the sessions when it just clicks. And I've had people connect with their past lives. I've had people connect with who they were in another dimension. It's just so magical, but it just gives you confirmation that you're not fully human. You're just here to complete this journey, this mission. And one day, there is something more. You will return back to your core, you know, family, starseed family, dimension, realm, wherever it is. It's different for so many of us. But as you're here as a human, having human support, having human, help is great. I really believe we need the spiritual help as well. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why there's so many spiritual teachers and healers and mentors all everywhere. Because, for the ones that have pure intentions and the ones that are doing this for the right reasons, they know what they're here for. They've gone through their life missions and they're still going through them and they have that support and they're just trying to help and support others. And that's exactly what I do as a shamanic healer and as a, spirit guide connector. I connect you with the spirit guides, and I have a course as well. For men and women, my course is the intuitive tarot course and spirit guide course. And the reason why I begin with tarot in the course is only for the fact that connecting with tarot just helps you connect with your intuition, because the way I teach it is not from a book. It is the way I taught myself and through my spiritual guides that led me and guided me. I intuitively read the stories inside of the tarot. I don't use ordinary tarot cards. I do have a tarot deck that that you will practice from in the tarot course. When you sign up with my tarot course, you use this deck, and the stories will begin to speak to you. And it's coming from channeling, it's coming from your intuition, and it's coming from your spirit guides. And I teach you how to connect with them on your own, yourself, so you can continue and consistently have that communication with them. And for those that just are at the beginning stages and they want to connect with the spirit guides, I do have sessions that where you send me a video of yourself and I'm able to see your spirit guide, and then I'm able to communicate and share messages with them. So you can begin that process. I'll never forget when I had my first session with this woman who told me about my spirit guide, and I'll never forget it because, I hadn't connected with Bo yet, my main spirit guide, and I knew someone was around me, but I had no idea. And she says, "Oh, you have this protector. You have, he's so big," and she just, she said a name, and I couldn't remember the name because it was kind of like a difficult name, but I just remember what I got from it was Bo. And so I guess I shortened it. So I was like, okay, Bo, that's going to be his name. And I remember the next morning I wake up and I feel this presence with me. It was so heavy and so strong. It was like my main spirit guide was like, okay, now you know I'm here. So finally I can continue. I can communicate with you. I can show myself to you. And it was kind of freaky at first, to be honest, but I just grew my relationship with him. And I was like, okay, if you are who they say you are, if you're this Native American chief, I need confirmations. as a human, we need confirmations. And I asked for feathers to be shown to me. It wasn't something that I noticed at all. So I was like, okay, give me some feathers so I know that you're this Native American chief, that you're my spirit guide. And from that day on, for weeks, I found feathers everywhere. It was insanity. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. And it was too many to be called a coincidence. And I fell in love with the support, fell in love with the communication, fell in love with all the missing pieces that just came together. And I knew that it made sense for me. It wasn't just what this lady said. It was now a part of It was my truth. And how has it helped me? It has made me stronger. It has made me more satisfied, more fulfilled, feel more comforted and supported, that I have somebody that I can get angry with that's not from this world, and I can remind them how hard this human world is, and I can cry, and I can have my bad days, my hard days, my tough days, my crying days, and I can just let it all out to someone that I know is there for me and is real. It's like not just speaking to a wall, you know? It's real. And so I recommend that you connect with your spirit guides, especially your main spirit guide. That's just the one that I really recommend, because they're the ones that are with you since birth. And so if you like to really further deepen that, I recommend, different things. Like I mentioned today on my episode, the womb healing. That one is very potent and strong. So that one's my number one recommendation. And then second, to continue further, would be the Intuitive Spirit Guide and Tarot Course. That one's going to help you have consistency with your communication with them. So those two are the main things. And then if you just want to just start very simple, then it would be the Spirit Guide Connection session with me to just get familiar with them. And that one's just your basic one. And then you can go into the womb healing if you choose to, and then deepen it with the Tarot Course, Intuition Course, and Spirit Guide Course. That's a combo, and it's available. All these are available. So reach out to me if any of that feels really good to you. And something simple that you can do if you want to, if you don't know, like you're at this place where you're like, I don't know if I have anybody around you, because you definitely do. You're not put on this earth alone. You're not just left. It's not like you're birthed here and then they're just like, good luck. Even though it can feel like that. I guarantee you, it's a promise. You were not just birthed here and peace out, good luck, have fun. No, you have support. And one of my missions on earth was to help guide humans to that support, which is the main spirit guide. And I can say, like, I'm doing that as a human, but it's really my spirit guide, Bo, that actually communicates with your spirit guides to send the message to you through me. So spirit to spirit speak, and then human to human speak. That's what I truly believe. Because even when I communicate with the spirit, the spirits are having their own communication, and it's just, you know, yes, I can get the message, but especially if I'm trying to connect, if I am connecting you with your spirit guide's already communicating with mine in spirit and then just channeling it through. And that's why things can make sense for you. Like, how did you know that? Well, I really didn't. It was your spirits that communicated through. So it just makes things less weird and less, you know, scary. You can't open yourself up to scary things when it's your main spirit guide and your spirit guides that are there to protect you. You're not opening up yourself to anything dangerous, because they are there for you, to protect you, to help you, to guide you. And once they realize that you're wanting to communicate with them, and once you do begin to communicate with them, oh my gosh, it gets amazing, because now they're able to send you messages. Now it's not just, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Now you can really have that consistent communication with them. It gets deeper. It gets stronger. Life gets better. So if you've ever noticed angel numbers, or consistent finding coins, or consistent finding feathers, a bird, I mean, they can speak to us through any way that will get our attention. But they're there. They're there. And so if you're wanting to begin and you're wanting to connect with them, see this as a sign. See this as a sign. That's all I have for today's episode. I hope this helped you in some way, somehow. Reach out to me. You can find all of my, everything I spoke about today. You can find that all in the links below. And subscribe, YouTube channel, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, Mandy Speaks Up, Divine Mandy Oracle on Instagram and Facebook for those that are wanting to really deepen into the spiritual aspects and wanting to know who you have always been before the pain. I also have a lot of free goodies on my Gumroad platform. This is going to be a free ebook. I got moon meditations. Wherever you're at in your journey, if you're ready or if you're ready to deepen it, you haven't found me on accident. It's not a coincidence. Again, you can find the Unthinkable series on my YouTube for those that are beginning to detach from old beliefs, old patterns, an old environment, and you're ready to find your core authentic truth. Who were you before the pain? And then finding that connection with your spirit guides that have known you all along and are there for you. And they're waiting to communicate with you even more so you can feel their support and comfort. Thank you all for those that have reached out to me. I appreciate the words that I receive on so many beautiful messages. My reviews, they can all be found on Facebook and Instagram as well. The reviews of the sessions I've had with people all around the world. I don't take any of that for granted. And those that have supported me this year in 2023, I appreciate you. I thank you. And I hope to connect even deeper and further and more in 2024. Goodbye.